We're back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It's 9:21 here, and we've got segment number two up with USD 383, Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and Board Member Katrina Lewison joining me here today. And well, I'll tell you what, let's go on ahead and talk about some announcements, Katrina, if you would.
Okay, do you want to start with the donations and grants?
Yeah, let's go with that route first, sure.
Okay, let's do donations and grants. So we are always thankful for all of the donations and the grants that we get to our school district. So we had this week a $4,500 cash donation from the following donors to Manhattan High School for the orchestra trip to Louisiana. We thank Community First National Bank for a $500 donation, Steel and Pipe for $2,500, Olive Branch for $500, Flint Hills Neuropsychology for $1,000, $500 cash donation from the Pilot Club of Manhattan to USC 383 for autism resources, $538.30, donation from Marlatt Elementary PTO to Marlatt Elementary to reimburse for field trip bus expenses, $1,929 cash donation from Sunflower Bank for class use that went to Marlatt Elementary and Manhattan High School, $5,522 cash donation from Manhattan Cross Country Club for Frank Bergman Elementary, Marlatt Elementary, Lee, Anthony, Theodore Roosevelt, and Amanda Arnold. $14,000 cash donation from Riley County, Raising Riley, to College Hill Early Learning Center for reduced fees for families. A $4,000 cash donation from Riley County, Raising Riley, to Eugene Field Early Learning Center for behavioral and mental health support. And a $4,500 cash donation from Pepsi of Manhattan to Manhattan High School for student and staff activities. Total $35,490 cash donations and grants, and we are so thankful for all of those as they really do support our school and thereby our community.
That's fantastic. Good. That's a nice big number to hear this month.
It was. It was very big.
All right. Other announcements here for the district. Do we have some other announcements? I know we have Thanksgiving week coming up.
Let's see. I was just looking over my list, and I think that the major announcement here is just that we want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving break, and good job on getting through this first semester. We are back to school on Monday, November the 29th. And next week, of course, is no school for everyone, November 22nd through 26th. And teachers will be participating in a professional development day on Monday. And that is it for the announcements.
All right. Well, getting back to the meeting here tonight, there's also some special recognition that will take place tonight, Eric.
Yeah, we've got some good recognitions. We got the Veterans Day poster competition winner, Braylon Buchanan, to recognize. And we also have the USD 383 Teachers of the Year, Lindsay Unscheid on the elementary level and Emily Yeager on the secondary level. That's quite the process they have to go through to be selected for that. So congratulations to Lindsay and Emily. Really proud of you. Then we're also recognizing a student, Connor Andreessen, from the National FCCLA Culinary Knife Skills Competition, which was traveled to Washington, D.C., took place in a national competition, and I believe placed in the top three. So it's pretty impressive knife skills working with our family consumer science group. So proud of them.
Is he going to demonstrate tonight at the school board?
I don't know,
That sounds.
He's probably pretty quick with the knives. That'd be pretty impressive if he could.
I feel like last time we had some culinary winners, maybe a year ago, we asked them to come and do somewhat of a demonstration for us. So I think they showed us some of their moves maybe. But I would love one day to see a full demonstration because it's quite amazing.
Yeah.
That's some talent right there. Well, I'll be interested to hear more about that tonight. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Talent I don't have and understand, but I'm glad other people do. And proud of Connor. Way to go.
Absolutely. Other items here on the agenda tonight, we got a lot of new business. It looks like a lot of purchases tonight.
Yeah, it's purchasing season, so we get through the pandemic response plan. Probably a big thing is we got the guaranteed maximum price GMP for Northview Elementary. So that's a first time up for Northview, so that's the big GMP as we start in on the elementary school projects. So we're pretty proud of how we were able to get that project down where we needed to. It's still a little bit over budget, but not enough where I can't cover it out of other funds. So just got to few things and a few changes, also some course proposals and changes from the Teaching and Learning Department, which are always good to look at as well.
All right, very good. I was telling you before the program, my daughter just started going to College Hill. I had a chance to walk in that facility for the first time since the remodel this week, and I must say that's quite impressive. It's a nice facility that I think the district can be proud of.
Yeah, we're super proud of College Hill. You know, they did a nice job on the design with the limitations of the spot we had. I thought they did a great job. It's really set up for kids, you know, and I think that's the good thing. When we went in the bond issue, we've never had a spot for the younger kids on the early learning side, and they have a spot designated for them. And also, I was able to take a tour through Eugene Field as they're in the middle of their project, and it's coming along really nicely, too. So I think at the end of the day, our early learning, we're going to have two great facilities in town to serve our kids and families for a long time.
And it looks like there will be an early learning program monthly report here tonight as well as part of the Yeah, is that part of the consent agenda, I guess?
Yeah, that's a normal requirement, okay. Usually for Head Start.
All right, very good. Well, one other item of note here tonight, and Katrina, maybe you can address this a little bit. There will be a discussion. The school board will discuss the Indian name and image here. That is something that Kristen Brighton brought up at the last school board meeting.
Yeah, I think that it's really important that we as a board have a discussion about this. And so I was really happy that she brought that up, because in 2017, when the last board made a decision about that, that was a completely different board. And that was also before we had done our new strategic plan with our goals, including the diversity goals that we have. So it's important that in light of the progress that we've made over the past 4 years since that last vote, that we realign and make sure that we are where we want to be as a school district, as a board. And so we've got two board members stepping off of the board, two new board members coming on. So tonight will simply be a discussion about where we want to go with our Indian name and image. We do plan to let all of the board members have a discussion so everyone's voice is heard. And we also plan to allow the two new incoming board members to sit at the board table with us so that they can also voice their opinion. So this should be an open and transparent process. We are not going to make any decisions. It is simply a discussion on the direction that we want to go as a board.
All right. And that's hence why there's no public comment tonight as well.
That's right. So this is just a discussion with the board. We will not be voting on anything. As always, if people do have comments or questions, they can always reach out to board members. We do try to get back to people. But once again, there's no public comment this evening because it is just a discussion amongst the board members about the direction that we want to go. And we want to make sure that every discussion that we have is open and transparent. That's why we're doing this, of course, at the board table.
All right. Very good. Well, and the school board meets tonight at 6:30. One more item here. I cover Pottawatomie County here on Mondays, and they approved some funding for a crossing over there in Blue Township on Green Valley and Nature Avenue. It's one of those signalized crossings. And I know the school district's involved with that, but that's part of, I don't know if it's part of the Safe Routes to School program, but that's going to be a big thing, I know, to improve safety over there in that area.
Yeah, every once in a while we'll help the other government entities be able to do something along there. It's not technically a school responsibility, but we have a vested interest to help our kids cross Green Valley Drive in a safe manner. So to help speed up the process, we're gonna help pay for that signal to be able to put in so people can cross. But it's also a community thing as well. There's a lot of walkers out there. And Oliver Brown's a pretty popular spot in that neighborhood to walk to. Now everybody likes to walk by or go walk to the playground or ride bikes over there. So I'm grateful for the county for stepping up and seeing that was an issue. You know, hearing voices in the community, hearing the voices from the school that we needed to do something to address that to try to make it safer for our kids to cross.
And I reported on that. I don't know if you want to comment on this or not, but it was a little surprising to me that the Blue Township Board kind of punted on this issue.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't part of any of those. I've just talked with Chad Kinsley, so I'm not sure what happened with the township. So
okay, Very good. Well, the school board again meets tonight at 6:30, and the site council reports at 5:30 with the middle school and high school principals. Katrina, thank you again, and wish you the best of luck going forward.
Thank you so much, Brandon.
Eric, thanks for being here.
Thank you, sir.
That's going to wrap it up. Stay tuned. Kevin Ingram will join us next from Manhattan Christian College.